Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash the students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this is the level of delusion women are at these days. This one is looking for her future husband even though she's a single mother with two baby daddies and one of her kids is African. She's wondering where her future husband is hiding. He's not hiding, lady. He just doesn't want to raise some other man's bastard children, only to have his wife try and scam him into having a child with her too, so she can then divorce him and get triple the alimony and triple the child support. Why didn't she marry one of these two children's fathers? Up next, here's yet more blaming men for something. Apparently men pass on more dangerous gene mutations as we age thanks to selfish sperm. How about screening the embryos before implanting them into a surrogate? That's the best way to do it. But I think this is a BS way to try and get guys to get married younger and get scammed by women. They don't want older men to wise up and have kids on their own terms. I'm sure this is what they will use as an excuse for autism instead of the jabs. Number 3, Andrew Tate comments on this picture and says, "Here are a couple of idiots. They look like they were made for each other and I wouldn't be surprised if this is the last thing many Canadians see before they're euthanized by MAID." Now that it's 2026, Trudeau, Tate, and Perry have all become irrelevant and are trying to get attention. If these two have a baby, it's going to be cute in its astronaut outfit, all covered in shoe polish. Moving on, looks like men are done dating in NYC. The dating market is so bad there that they give men free admission to dating events and they still don't show up, because all the women are 35 plus, obese, single mothers, and all of them are looking for some finance bros to fleece. The men that women want have no problem getting dates. No dating event will help the men that women don't want. Plus, let's remember that these days men are more interested in having their peace. Number 5, looks like simp bucks are rare bucks because the average OF creator earns just $150 to $180 a month. And even that's going to be good in a couple years as they get replaced by artificial intelligence. But the reason they don't make much is because they don't put the work into their bodies and they aren't attractive enough. Not to mention it destroys a woman's reputation forever, and no man worth a dime will ever want to date her. Average men don't get dates, just like average women don't make money on OnlyFools. Up next, Sean Penn is dating Valeria Nikoff, age 30, who is 4 years younger than his daughter. The jury's still out if Valeria is a dude or not. He's not the only one. Dolph Lundgren, his daughter and wife, are also the same age. Goes to show that a man with high status, his sexual marketplace value doesn't go down until he's dead. The reality is that Sean Penn wants someone youthful to have sex with and she's hoping he'll die during that sex and she's in the will. Number 7, why do you suppose that the Catholic Church advises men to live within their means instead of avoiding borrowing to please women? Looks like simps will never stop trying to get laid. But I think the church wants men to save money so they have something to donate at the collections plate. I wouldn't be surprised if they were the ones paying the Daily Mail to publish the story. Indian guys are still out there buying Lambos and luxury cars to impress the Desi girls. Moving on, this woman lured her alleged rapist into the woods before ending him. This is one bizarre case. If he did assault her, why would he ever actually meet her in a secluded area in a forest? The facts are that they never had sex, and he never assaulted her. She just claimed rape is a cover story for what she did, but she was just a psycho that brutally ended a man. She received a 22.5-year sentence. But let's get real. She'll probably only serve half that time. Number 9, looks like the death rate from cancer is falling from 20 years, and then suddenly it spiked up in multiple countries after 2021. Gee, what could possibly be keeping those mortuaries busy? Where did all the turbo cancer come from? Funny how when people finally noticed this trend, the numbers were changed from the IMHE to the World Health Organization mortality database. Of course, this doesn't look at all suspicious now, does it? Optics will color me shocked. Hungary cut all welfare payments for refugees in 2016, and asylum applications dropped 98%. Clearly those people aren't escaping danger, but are in fact economic refugees. They came to live off the teat of Western taxpayers. Maybe every country should be like Hungary, and then most of the immigration crisis would just solve itself. Meanwhile, in the UK, failed asylum seeker families are being paid £40,000 just to leave. This just creates the incentive for more of them to show up. Number 11, why is it that American citizens can't get free healthcare but undocumented immigrants do? California spends billions of tax dollars on free healthcare for illegals. I guess that's one way for Gavin Newsom to buy some votes. When your civilization treats foreign invaders better than the taxpayers, it's time for the taxpayers to leave. To find a way to make a remote income and leave the country that disrespects them behind. Up next looks like more Indian students than ever are learning Japanese. And not because they want to move there, but because they want to scam Japan. That country has become a target for their call centers because it's a high-trust society. This also tells me that Indian scammers are getting close to exhausting the West. Because whenever an Indian person calls me, immediately I hang up, regardless of what they want. They destroyed one scamming market, and it's time to move to another. Number 13, given the choice between an 18-year-old woman dating a 30-year-old man and an 18-year-old woman selling herself on OF, it's a tough choice for women. Not really, though. If she's 30, she's going to pick the young women selling themselves to men on OnlyFans. Because the men that pay for those services are still available in the pool of men out there. But an 18-year-old woman is potentially taking away the shad of a 30-year-old woman's dreams. Moving on, the sexual desperation is real for many men because there's now an entire subreddit dedicated to men who failed as boys, so they tuned out. And now those men also want a man that's 6 feet tall, good-looking, and makes six figures a year. It's called transmaxing, and more men than ever are doing it. And if you wonder why they don't actually show their faces, it's not because of the fear of being found out, but because they usually end up looking like this. Number 15, happy belated St. Patrick's Day, everyone. And unfortunately, this isn't an AI-generated image of Miss Universe Ireland. Why is she so happy? She's not even Irish. I wouldn't be surprised if in coming years we start seeing Muslims celebrating St. Paddy's Day too, even though alcohol is haram. What's really sad is that I know that haram means forbidden. If all this enrichment wasn't happening, then I still wouldn't have any idea what it means. Up next is Wayman says there's only one Bonnie Blue and 1,000 gross men, and that the world isn't full of Bonnie Blues, but that it's full of those gross men. Yes, gross men that pay the bills of women like this. I really hope that AI replaces all the Bonnie Blues in this world, and that sex robots give all those so-called gross men out there the sexual release they need, and women get nothing. Most women are like Bonnie Blue these days and have been run through by 100 plus men. Number 17, Lyndon B. Johnson, was the one that started the war on poverty, and he might have actually created a permanent underclass. That's kind of the feature and not a bug. The idea from the Democrats was to create permanent government dependents who would vote for Team Blue in perpetuity. They only want to help people because it means that they can control them. The bottom line is that dependence breeds dependence. Milton Friedman is right when he actually says that when you pay people to be poor, you end up with an awful lot of poor people. Moving on, David says that it's time to ban men from working in nurseries. I might be inclined to agree if this was only limited to those nurseries. But they want men out of all schools, and women are increasingly the PDF files these days. We need to bring back male teachers in greater numbers to instill masculinity in boys, if those men are even masculine anymore. They are from what I saw in the United States, but in Canada, the number of manginas I've seen in recent years is quite disturbing. Number 19, Americans are upset because house payments in 2025 for a $500,000 house are $2,500 a month. That's still affordable, though. Now, do you Canada, where it's more like $4,000 to $5,000 Canadian per month for an average house? Nothing that looks as good as this. These graphics are also kind of misleading, though, because you need a $200,000 down payment to get that $1,700 a month payment at 3% interest. So maybe I was wrong. Up next, maybe the U.S. hit record low fertility rates because of high housing costs or something, and not just because of feminism. This might be bad for civilization, but it's actually a windfall for cats and boxed wine companies everywhere. Also, instead of calling these women child-free, we need to call them what they really are, which is childless. It's getting so bad that even the stupid people aren't reproducing. So I guess we won't even have idiocracy to look forward to. Number 21, this woman's father is dying and all she can think to do is take a selfie with them. Women have no shame and they'll take a picture in front of anything tragic for attention. If 9/11 happened today, they would be taking selfies in front of collapsing buildings for views and dopamine. This is pretty common because one time the female Ghostbusters showed up to cheer an 8-year-old child with cancer. And would you just look at what that kid was going through in the background? Moving on, looks like this Amish boy has a brilliant yet simple plan to solve homelessness. He says, why don't we just build them houses? That sounds like a great idea, but unfortunately the boomers made it illegal so they can sell you their 50-year-old house for 10 times what they paid for. Also, to build that house, you have to buy the land, pay for the building supplies, and construction people. In the past, many of the asylums were built by the crazies, and they're still standing today. Number 23, I said many years ago that men work harder when they have a girlfriend, wife, or family, And as they stay forever single, many companies are saying that their male workers are unprepared. Actually, they just aren't being motivated. I'm motivated to work and get wealthy so I can afford to travel to warmer places during the winter for my health, and so that I can eventually work on my virtual sex system, and free men from women forever. And if I succeed at that, I'll roll the money into constructing artificial wombs. Up next, the New York Times admits that the woke ideology is losing its grip on America. At first I didn't believe this, but then I saw the cast for the new live-action Scooby-Doo, and this looks like something I might actually watch. But looks can be deceiving, and let's see if the writing isn't woke. Looks like Hollyweird wants to make money again. Even the live-action Rapunzel proves to me that Disney wants to make that cash. Number 25 and the last one, when I criticize boomers on this channel, it's mostly the female ones who are the menace. In Canada, the female boomers are the ones that keep voting in the Liberal Party. Boomer women be crazy in Kanuckistan. Being a Karen in Canada creates a whole new meaning. And if they didn't have the vote, we would have competent conservative governments instead of an incompetent liberal one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.